Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Professor Richard Conroy of Conroy Gold and Natural Resources. Welcome back, Richard. It's great to have you back on.
Thank you very much indeed. Good to talk with you, as ever.
Good, yeah. So obviously today you announced a new gold discovery in Longford Down Massive with visible native gold and assay results of up to 123 grams per tonne gold in quartz breccia samples. The discovery was made during prospecting in the Mines Royal Option area, south of the Clay Lake gold discovery area. The company plans to carry out a trenching and drilling program to better assess the mineralization in the area. And you commented in the news release that the discovery has the potential to transform gold exploration and development in the region and could indicate the potential for the district to become a tier one gold area. Do you want to add any more to this?
Well, it's so absolutely outstanding that it's almost difficult to add anything to it. Those grades are absolutely exceptional. The one of over 120 grams a ton, but the others are very, very high as well. And we now, I suppose, in adding to it, if you like, that we not only know that there are a whole series of gold targets scattered over this very large area. Remember, it's over 800 square kilometers, over 500 square miles. And we now know that some of the highest grades that you could imagine you'd get in gold exist within the area. So it's absolutely transformational. And that's why I believe that in due course, it may indeed be a tier one producing area, which is, of course, of enormous importance. We've known up until now that we would have some producing mines, perhaps even a series of them. And we've seen some good grades before, but nothing like this. And it has all sorts of implications, both over the area as a whole. What is the situation to depth? What other very high grade deposits may be lying there? There are a whole series of possibilities ahead. But we now know, no longer as a possibility, but as an absolute certainty, that very high grades exist in the area and that many targets exist in the area. So it really is transformational. And of course, we have the licenses for this entire area. There's no time limit on them, so long as we do our work programs and so on. We have a joint venture partner with ample resources. So we're in a very good position indeed, with a huge amount of work ahead, but it's very nice work to be doing.
Very good. I mean, it is sort of hard to grasp. I've been saying to people today, are people actually going to believe now that we're seeing these type of grades that, you know, there is gold in them, the hills in you know, in this Down Massif? Because effectively, this obviously goes into Northern Ireland, this part of Northern Ireland. So Clay Lake itself is in Northern Ireland, and then this continues. So the new king will be very happy that you're going to produce some gold, maybe.
I'm glad to hear that. It really is a tremendous addition to all the other discoveries we've made, but it transforms them because of the grades. The fact that it is, I suppose, another aspect of it too, is that it's several miles away from the already very extensive Clay Lake gold discovery. So it opens up the whole area in between those two discoveries.
Yeah, Clay Lake was where they found the huge nugget that's in the Ulster University, is that right?
Yes, indeed. And that's very relevant because the Clay Lake itself, the actual lake where the nugget was found by a chap out with one of these metal prospectors, what he was looking for, but he came across this. And the nugget itself is now in the Ulster Museum. And indeed, they very kindly allowed us to come and see it. It's a lovely nugget. But the question was, well, what was its significance in geological terms, in terms of the presence of gold? Because as you know, although we've made very extensive discoveries in what we call the Clay Lake prospect, and these extend over several kilometers, nonetheless, the type of gold that we were seeing there was gold dissolved in the actual rock, whereas the clay lake nugget, you've actually got quartz gold there. And what we've done with today's discovery, apart from the very, very high grades, is that it is also in quartz. And that opens up the whole area in terms of potential for very large amounts of gold to be there, both between the gold, which is contained and dissolved, as it were, within the rock, and this gold, which is, I think, mentioned somewhere in the news release, visible gold. You can see some of it, and it's quartz gold. It's a huge step forward in the geological understanding of the potential of the area for mineralization. The clay lake nugget up until now has been very intriguing, raising questions. What does that mean? Now we think we've at least begun to get some of the answers, and they're very positive answers indeed.
So there's a possibility that there's some sort of connection between Clay Lake and this Royal Mines or mine, in Keady. There's a possibility that there's some sort of connection between the gold seams
Not only that, there is indeed a possibility that gold will be found between Clay Lake and this new discovery, that there are two, as it were, potential types of gold there, or production point of view, in that there's the gold, which we've already discovered very extensively in Clay Lake, and remember, down to a relatively low level, a couple of hundred meters. And as well as that, the gold of the sort that was represented by the magnificent Clay Lake gold nugget, after which we named that exploration area. But this is gold which is like that, which you see in the Clay Lake gold nugget, and it's visible, and it's in extraordinarily high grade. So if there's much more of that around the place, it'll be a very major find indeed. Mm-hmm. So the whole gold exploration program, not only, by the way, in Northern Ireland, although that's very important, and it's in Northern Ireland that both Clay Lake and this discovery were made, but the actual physical trend extends down into the south of Ireland. You've got Clontibret, you've got over the Slieve La, you've got a series of targets on either side, indeed, of the border. But this is a magnificent result, a magnificent find with absolutely fantastic grades. It's really, really tremendous. And I can tell you, by the way, these grades have been tested, retested and tested all over again under the most stringent conditions. And of course, ALS Laboratories is one of the leading laboratories throughout the world, and the particular laboratory in which it was done as a leading international laboratory. But certainly, we checked and rechecked those results, I can tell you, and they stand up.
Now, I'm sure that the joint venture partner is also extremely happy to me at Export. And they're basically now going to be a trenching program first, and then a drilling program is planned in this area.
Well, basically, we are the operator. Remember, we've been working here for the last 20 years and building up all this information and making these various discoveries. We started off just at Clontibret, one single discovery, now shown over the years with a tremendous amount of work by the geologists and everyone else concerned, that it is in fact a 40-mile gold trend, which is big by any international standards, 65 kilometers, 40 miles, that there are a series of gold targets along it. And we're continuing to act as operator in conjunction with, obviously, our joint venture partner. They have some very skilled geologists overworking with our guys, but it was our guys who have made the original discoveries and are continuing to play the major part in it's a joint venture now, and a joint venture technically. But the other aspect, of course, is that the sort of funds which were unavailable to us, and we spent a lot of money, 20 million in total over the 20 years. But we were going out there as a small company, a good track record perhaps, but still as a small company, it's difficult going out raising the million. Some of that has to go into just running the company, and you're left with relatively small sums for the actual exploration progress. And my goodness, our guys did a very good job with the money they had. But now the situation is, of course, transformed. We have then the money to do the sort of thing which has resulted in this fantastic discovery. And to follow it up now, with all the various things that the guys will do, you've mentioned some of that already, trenching and drilling and all the rest of it. It really is a very good situation in which we now are. And not only that, of course, that under the terms of the deal, and many people out at the Big Toronto Show and PDIC were saying what an exceptionally good deal it was, because we currently, of course, have 100%. The joint venture partner, it's an earn-in arrangement. It's very good for them, too. They're now onto what may be a very, very large gold area indeed. So it's a good deal for them as well. But it's a very good deal for us in that we currently hold 100% of it. They earn in by spending several million in order to earn 25%, several more million in order to bring that up to 40%. And then it stops at that unless we move or they move to bring in a given project. And if so, all of the costs of bringing in that project right up to the mine construction stage, all of the technical costs, all of the environmental costs, all of the planning costs, and believe me, these can mount up to many millions. They're all covered from our point of view. We don't have to contribute to that. And yet at the end of that, we're in a situation in which when mine is under construction and going ahead, we retain 42.5%. And if I put that in context, most small companies are very lucky if they're holding on to a few percent. And we have several different options. We can hold the entire 42.5%, which will be our intention, by the way. But we have also other options that we could use if we so wished. And then if another project comes up, and I'm sure there'll be several projects here, and particularly after these results, again, it's the same process that our joint venture partners have the 40%, but to move up to 57.5%, all of those expenses that I've mentioned, technical expenses, environmental planning, all the rest of them, to bring us to mining construction stage, have to be paid by the joint venture partner. We don't have to do so because it's an earn-in arrangement, but we still retain 42.5% if we so wish. And so it goes on. If there's a third project, same process once again. So from our point of view, it's a very good deal. But on the other hand, from the joint venture partners, they will be the major shareholders in each of these projects. And these projects now obviously look as though they could be very good gold projects indeed.
That's right. Well, if they're picking pieces of gold up and sticking it in their pocket, then it's going to be a very good project for everybody. But I'm going to ask you two very direct questions. Yeah. Please. I'm going to ask you two very direct questions. The first question is, do you need cash?
We don't. Well, cash is always very welcome, but we don't need cash in the sense that we don't have to pay all these very, very heavy expenses indeed. We don't need to do that. That's covered in the joint venture.
So the operating costs
running the company and that sort of thing. And there may be one or two other opportunities that we see. But we don't have to pay the very large amounts of money which we've been paying up until now. That's now the business of the joint venture partner.
Just to confirm it, you have enough cash to keep yourselves going for the next couple of years?
No. So I wouldn't say that, but any cash that we wish to raise at this stage is very different from any cash we were raising previously. We don't need to raise cash for these heavy expenditures. We may raise some cash for one reason or another to cover overheads or because we see a good opportunity or something like that, but we've no large heavy cash expenditures of the nature that we've had for the last 20 years and which will become far greater now. We don't have to pay any of that.
So I'm now going to ask you the second direct question. The first question I asked you the last time was, you know what the answer was. This time, now you've found an extension to the gold district and literally you're picking pieces of gold up and putting them in your pocket. Would you accept £100 million for somebody to buy you out now?
I very much doubt it. This absolutely transforms the situation. You could be looking at something very large indeed, not only in terms of the actual volume of gold, which we see is spread in various targets right throughout the entire 500 square miles, but now you're looking at some of the highest gold grades that have been recorded, certainly in recent times. And these high gold grades have enormous implications. Of course, in financial terms, if you're developing a mine on the property. So this is, we're still taking it on board ourselves. I must confess, we thought it might be very good, but we looked at those figures and we re-looked at them because they are fantastic figures. You're planning a mine, you're looking at what grade will you work at. And people work mines down to, 2 grams a ton, 1 gram a ton, even down to 0.5 gram a ton. And I'm not saying all this is going to be 104 ounces or 123 grams a ton, but certainly it makes it highly possible that we'll have some very high grades. And this in turn has enormous financial implications.
I mean, the market liked, obviously, I mean, in the morning, the shares, the shares moved up to about 20% or 25%.
I mean, that's just ridiculous now in terms of the of the financial implications of the discovery and technical implications of it. But that's up to the market. But
absolutely, and the market will decide. But I mean, if you look at historically in the last sort of, you know, the 52-week highs of around the 14, the mid-40s, it's bizarre to think how far the company has come in that time since the share price was there. So, you know, let's hope that the market does see some value in it now going forward.
Yeah, I'd say there's some people who've already made a few bob on the market, and one would anticipate that people are going to make a lot of money going forward. We certainly believe that the market prices, I won't say irrelevant, that'd be untrue. And you have to accept that it takes a while to take things on board. We looked at these results and relooked at them and so on, and they are fantastic results. They have huge implications both for the actual prospectivity of the entire area and for the financial attractiveness of these figures. It absolutely transforms your figures if you're sitting down and doing your potential mine costs. A lot of work still obviously to be done, but the whole situation has transformed us from this morning.
So I presume we're going to get another broker note fairly shortly with an update on this, because obviously this changes the picture drastically.
I would hope so. I think our broker has brought out something this morning. As far as I'm aware, they've been, as you can imagine, the phone's been ringing and there've been a heck of a lot of things coming in every moment since the news broke this morning. But yes, I think we always have to look at something of that nature in due course coming out. But we're really taking this on board still from knowing that we had an entire gold district, that we had a very, very good joint venture. And now we have these results on top of it. It's really transformational.
Yeah, I was going to say, just to confirm that there was a first equity comment on that this morning where they've revised their target to 156 pence. And that was released about, I don't know, half an hour ago. So that is out for listeners to look at. We'll put the link in the description of the podcast.
Okay, thank you.
Good. So, yeah, I think what would be good is we come and see this with very big pockets, maybe in September time, and bring some investors with us and let them see what it actually happens. The fact that it's on the ground and maybe we can see some visible gold would be amazing, I think. So I think let's see if we can plan to do something like that.
Yeah, you'd be very, very welcome indeed. I think you'd find it very interesting, and it is fascinating indeed to think you can actually this area pick up a rock and see gold in it, and then when you analyze that rock you get these sort of values. It's quite an experience in itself.
As I said to you, I still have this from Clontriperet, which is the sparkly bits with the gold in it. Obviously nobody on the podcast can see it, but I'm holding up a piece of the rock that we knocked out of the river basin in Clontriperet, which has gold in it. So, yeah, all good. I think the more people that believe, the more the share price is going to accelerate, I think. And hopefully this is one of those steps.
Good. Well, on that note, we'll wrap things up and say, Professor Richard Conroy of Conroy Gold and Natural Resources, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.